Okay, today is Daf Hey. We are on Daf Hey, actually, on the third line on the top where it says Tanan. So, in order to understand this Gemara, we just have to review for a minute. The Mishnah said like this. Ha'omer l'chaveiro, if a guy says to his friend, Mudrani mimcha, I'm mudr from you, or Mufrashani mimcha, I'm porish from you, or Meruchkani mimcha, I'm far away from you. What? Shani ochel lecha, shani tolom lecha, that I won't eat with you. That's a neder. Right? Usher, you're usher from the person. That's what the Mishnah said. Shmuel said about that yesterday, Amar Shmuel, Bekulon, in all these cases, Ad Shiyomer, shani ochel lecha, shani tolom lecha. What did Shmuel exactly add? To the Mishnah? Shmuel is just emphasizing that if you say I'm going to be rachok from you, that's not a neder. Because what does that mean, I'm going to be rachok from you? Maybe you smell bits, I don't want to go near you. It's not a neder. When you add, I'm not going to eat with you, that's the neder. Right? That's what Shmuel said. That's what Shmuel added. Then, what?
Why is it different?
It's not so different, just explain the Mishnah.
No, I'm saying, why is it different? He says it this way, he says it that way.
It's not different. He has to explain himself, otherwise I'm not going to be near you.
I don't want to be near you.
That's not a neder.
Or I'm not eating with you.
That's a neder. I'm not going to have food. I'm not going to have any hana from your food. That's a neder. That's what he means. So it's not a beferish neder. It's like a yad, whatever.
Okay.
So that's what we said, right? Then we, at the end of the page, we said, no, what it really means is like this. If somebody says, I'm not going to eat from you, and I'm not going to have a taste from you, I'm not going to have enough from you, then what you're doing is, if I say, I don't want to go near you, we explained, it is a neder, I don't want to go near you. Not only is it a neder, I can't go near you, and you can't go near me. Both the dharm. You didn't say a word. My saying that includes both. But if I say I'm not going to eat with you, then I made an eder against you, but you didn't make an eder against me. That's what Shmuel said. Okay? That's how we ended up yesterday. So now, Tanan, there's a Mishnah later on that says like this. Hareini alecha cherim. If I say to you, I want to have a cherim with you, you're like a cherim to me. Someone makes a statement like that. Osir. So then I can't have anything to do with you. Avomadir lo. But the other guy, no. What? Hamodir osir. Avomadir lo. So I say, you know what? You're a cherim to me. So can I come to your house for a party? No. Can you come to my house and borrow sugar? Yeah. So what do you see? That's not so true, what Shmuel said. So the Gemara says, yeah. Keep going, well, you said, the parish for atalilo, where you specified on you, not against me. I don't care if you come to my house and borrow sugar. I'm never going to your house. Right? So he said it explicitly, so it's fine.
Listen, I'm saying the average person doesn't know this Gemara. He's living 2,000 years ago, he says, you jerk, go come near me.
Right?
What does he mean by that?
Because these are languages that were used in the time of the Gemara, yes. There's a language that people use for. That's the entire Masechet about that. It's discussing different
things. So your question is, which is, you ask the same question every day. Your question is, if I come over to you and say, you know what you just did? You just authored yourself. Right. So, and you're going to say back, I didn't want to do that. The answer is, you did want to do it. That's exactly what you had in mind. Yes. Okay. That's the answer. So, I didn't mean to do that. No, you did. You did. Right, I did.
But people, those are common languages that were used in the time of the Gemara by people. That's how people, you know, they knew about Nedarim, and they used these languages to make Nedarim.
They all knew, the well-versed in all their...
It's not versed. This is a language that people used to make Nedarim. They used to make Nedarim, and they used to use these languages.
What I think the answer to your question is...
Also, you say, I don't want to have anything to do with you.
What?
What does that mean?
You said, Trey, also. I don't want to have anything to do with you.
I mean,
That would be a neder.
No, so that's not akasha. That's a neder. That's a neder. That's not akasha. What you're saying is that if you tell somebody, did you intend to do that? Because the person is going to say, of course not. Right. The answer is the person is going to say, yes, that's exactly what I intended. Because the Gemara is assuming this is what your intentions were. It's exactly what I intended. So that your question doesn't come up. Because you have an old question. Why don't you ask the guy? Ask the guy. What do you mean? Yeah. Did you mean that he shouldn't come to him for, also for sugar? Only you one way. What do you mean by that? The answer is, we know what he meant. The question is, what did he say? It's obvious.
It's demon dorm and not...
Right. We don't live in this world of the dark.
Exactly. So if somebody says something, you may not constitute a nether unless it's in front of a basin, and then you draw the basin to make for you.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're saying that, and a lot of times when you talk about back then, they were living under agricultural society in the field.
Yeah.
Now we have people learning so much. People back then weren't so, thousands and thousands and learned the world of yeshiva. So they weren't so well versed in the nuances. Every little lushing of Nidar.
It's the opposite. It's the opposite. The mission is so concise because they assume already people knew all this. Today, even people.
I'll tell you something you're not going to want to hear. I'll tell you something you're not going to want to hear. Much of Hilchis, for example, Hilchis Yichud, was made up by Shlomo HaMelech, whatever. And before that, who needed Hilchis Yichud? The people were such on a different level. You're going to make a pass at a woman? Unheard of. Well, as people started to get low, I have to make Hilchis Yichud. Right? I'm not going to hear that. Okay. Atolai. Atolai. Cherem. Hanoder Usr Aval Moder Mutlo. So again, I make a neder, you're like Cherem, Atolai Cherem, a Cherem on you. So the victim is Usr, not the victim, the guy, right, the victim, let's call him. But the other one not. Sorry, yeah, so I say the same question. I say to you, I want to have a Cherem on you. So I can't go to your house, but you can come to my house. But Shmuel said no. No, keep going again. Same answer. The mefarish va'ana alecha lo, where I said, and you not on me, right? I have an issue with you. I know you don't have an issue with me. So if you need to come to my house, you can come. But I'm not going to you. Same exact answer. Avol stam amai. What if he said stam? In the chenan. What if he said stam?
Stam which way? Alai?
No, stam. You know, you didn't tell. The answer was you specified.
Alai.
But you could come to my house. What if you didn't specify? Stam. I'm making the cherem on you. Cherem. What if you said that? Shneim asurin. Both us are on each other. That's what Shmuel said. Both us are on each other. So, hamidiktani seifa, but it said in the seifa, not here, there in Memzayin, hareini alecha, the atalai, you on me and me on you, shneim asurin. Hadein hu d'shneim asurin. Only if you specify are both usher. Hastama. But what if it was stam? You didn't say anything. You said stam. I'm making a neder on you, a cherem on you. Hastama. Hu usher. V'chaveira mutter. Right? That implies it wouldn't be that way. Ella, rather, hachi itmar d'Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina. Now we have to answer Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina. Who said that yesterday? And he said it really as a similar idea of a Tanya Nami Hachi. Shmuel said this statement, and then on the second line on the page, Kiha Dam Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, just like he said, Mudrani Amecha Shnei Masurin. So now the Gemara is going to be busy answering Rabbi who's this? Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. What about Shmuel, who's this, the whole said the same thing also? We'll get to that in a minute. Now we're going to change. Ella, where am I? Modar ani lecha, shnei masurin. Where am I up to? Ella hachi itmar, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. This is what Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina said, or meant to say. Modar ani lecha, if somebody says, I'm going to make a neder from you, shneim asurin. They're both also to each other. So what we said, so far nothing changed. Make a nether against you, who also on each other. Nothing changed so far.
Even though he didn't specify.
Exactly. However, that's where he said, Moder ani lecha, or lach. Mudrani haimecha. But if you say that lashon, then hu aser v'chaveiro mutter. Then it's only a one-way street. Why? Because what's the English translation of haimecha?
From you.
It's only one way. Okay? That's the difference. So the Ron says...
That's only him from him.
Right. So look at the Ran. The Ran over here, El Hachi Itbar. The Lecha Mashma Lecha. Klomar. What does that mean? Nichze Asurin Lecha. Umashma Misha Lecha. I guess it means two ways. Nechasai. Masha Einkein. Behemecha. The Lomashma Hachi. Hemecha means from you. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean two way street. Okay? What?
It's only him. He imposes only on himself.
Exactly. However, v'hamas nisan, but our Mishnah, diktani heimecha, our Mishnah said heimecha, right? Where did our Mishnah say that? No, not our Mishnah.
Oh, here.
Yeah, the other Mishnah. The Mishnah there said Heimecha. Vokimna lemasnisan leShmuel beKulan ad sheyomer shani ton lecha vashini ochel lecha hud aser vechaveru mutter. Right, and you had to add on the language. By the way, my eating also another in order to make it hu aser vechaveru mutter. Avol memudrani Heimecha shnei masurin. But if you just said Budrani, they're both author. So what's the kasha? So what's the kasha?
What's the definition of Budrani?
I make a mudr, I'm separated from you. Like separated.
So the definition would be on both ways.
No, because the Gemara is going to suggest in a minute. Maybe that means I don't want to do business with you. Doesn't necessarily mean it's a neder. Just I don't like you. Doesn't mean it's a neder. So you have to say, you have to add on, I'm not eating with you. That's a neder. That's the language of a neder. So what's this question here? Right? The Mishnah said, right? The Mishnah said, Mudrani Heimecha, right? Vokimna lemasnisan leShmuel, and we explain the Mishnah according to Shmuel, Bekulon, all these cases in our Mishnah, what, there are three of them, Mudrani, Mufreshani, Murchakani, right? It's a one-way street. Ad shiomar, until you say, shani tom lecha, shani ochel lecha. Hu da'asa v'chaveru mutter. Avol mudrani hemecha alone, shnei masurin. They'd both be asar, which is exactly the opposite of what we just said. So, Ella, meikar shmul hachi itmar. Originally, this is what Shmuel meant to say. Taima, the reason is, right? The reason is, what?
The Amar. Reason why it's an
edit
is because
they say shani ochel lecha, shani tom lecha.
Right.
Who aser ela ba'achila? That's the only time you aser in achila. Ha mudrani mimcha. But if he said that, then aser afila ba'hana. You'd be aser even in hana.
Both ways.
Right. Ihachi. If that's true, then lema Shmuel hachi. Shmuel should have said the following. Much less complicated things.
But it's headed so the other side is not awesome.
Correct. So, Ihachi, Lema Shmuel Hachi. Shmuel said like this. Okay, we cross out some words here. V'im lo amar. If he didn't say, take the word out, Ella. V'im lo amar. Shani ochel lecha. Vashini tom lecha. Right? Then the next words are, A'aser afilu bahana. That should be the words. Aser afilu bana.
Change it.
Take out the words ain aser ela bachila. It should say aser afilu bana. In other words, im lo. One second. Im lo amar. V'im lo amar. Shani ochel lecha. Shani tom lecha. Aser afilu bana. Isn't that much simpler? It's much simpler.
Yeah,
it's simpler. It's simpler. So why say simpler? If you don't add those words. You're usher in all things. So why don't you just say it like that? I'm not 100% sure here what's going on. People following here?
Yeah, but it's the opposite of what he said before.
No, it's not.
No, he has to put something, a clarifier into the sentence.
Right.
Before he said, until you said, ochel, and until you use your ochel, he wasn't mudar for everything. Now he's in the opposite. Now he's moving right there, and let's say ochel because then you know that means just food.
You guys understand this question here? No, it's very 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 technical. Very.
No, I think he's agreeing that it's only usher him to the other guy, not the other guy to him. It's just a picture of how much is usher.
Right.
And now we're saying that if he says the achila, so he's only ushering achila, but other hanas is mutter, and if he just says nothing, you know, just doesn't say anything about achila, then it's usher, everything is usher.
So does that make sense?
What he's saying is you got to put a qualifier in.
If I say I'm only ushering an achila, then I'm only ushering an achila.
Right.
But if I don't say anything, then I'm ushering everything.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right? Which makes sense.
Right?
El hachi yidmar. Now we're going to retranslate Shmuel again. Taima da amar shani ochel lecha shani tom lecha hu da aser. That's because you said that. I don't want to eat from you. Aval amar mudrani haimecha. But if you said that, lo mashma. That wouldn't be mashma anything. We just said a minute ago that if you said I don't want to, mudrani haimecha, that's even worse. Why is it worse? Because it implies all hana. Not just yid. Says the Gemara, the exact opposite. It implies nothing. Why? Damar, where am I? Lo mashma damar aser. My time, doesn't mamash anything. Why time? My time, why not? Modern imimcha. What does that mean, modern imimcha? Lo mishta ina bahadach mashma. I'm not going to talk to you. I'm not going to be busy with you. I'm not a neder. I don't like you. Or, mufreshan imimcha. The lo vindi machmasu matan mashma. You know what it's mashma? I'm not going to do business with you. I'm not going to partner with you. Not a neder. So I don't want to go to business with you. Mukhakani mimcha, the lo karmina, but dalaramas dilech mashma. You know what that means? I don't want to walk in your dalaramas. Why? I don't know, for whatever reason why. It's not a neder. Look at the Ron at the bottom line. Klomar.
If you translate, I won't have a conversation with you. I want to talk to you.
That's what I just said. I want to talk to you.
So it's
not a neder. Yeah. We thought the havmina was that when you say a lashon like that, you know, you're answering yourself from every hana.
Right.
Just the opposite. No hana. You're not answering yourself at all. What are you saying? I don't really like this guy. I don't want to do with him. A neder? Well, not neder. I don't want to get myself involved in Hilchas Nedarim. I don't understand it. I'll stay away from that. I prefer not to talk to him. I didn't mean anything about a neder. Look at the round bottom line. Kolomar. Lo alam kederina meikara. Dechi lo amar sha'ochalacha mutter. Right? If you don't say, I don't want to eat with you, it's mutter. There's no neder. Why? For time of Mishum Delo Mashma the Amar Usr. It's not an issue of Usr. The Havilahu, Yodayim She'ain Mochichos. Because you know what these are? These are Yodayim that are not Mochiach.
The
Lo Havin Yodayim. It's not Yodayim and it's not a neder. It's not a neder.
You don't know what parameters.
The Dilma, Mudrani Haimecha. What does that mean? Lo mashtiina b'hadach mashma. It means I don't want to talk to him.
Right.
Tafilu b'dibura lami lo mitzar. You're not even usher to talk to him. It's not usher to talk to him. It's a lot of yada. If you want to, you can talk to him. Not usher. What are you saying? The lo yadina an ilah hana ikavin il dibura ikavin. I don't know. Did he mean to make it a neder? Did he mean just I don't want to talk to him? Ulakal chad v'chad havilu yadayim she'in mochichos. We have no idea. We have no way of knowing that.
So basically what he's saying is if you said I don't want to have anything to do with you, we still don't have a definition of what he really wants.
Exactly. Not that I don't want anything to do with you. He said, I'm moder from you.
Right.
What does that mean, I'm moder from you? A neder? No. What does it mean? I don't want anything to do with him. I don't want to sit next to him in shul. I don't like him. Nothing to do with that. Not making a neder. The kiva the time the Shmuel Mishum the Kasav Yadayim she ain't machiachas lo have Yadayim. We said that yesterday. Shmuel holds that Yadayim that are machiach are not Yadayim.
Right.
Right? Lekka lemifrach alam b'braisa. So the braisa wasn't akasha. The kivan de plugsa de tanoihu he having yadayim ilo. Kivan de. By the way, Mati, this morning the door was locked with the key.
I sent you a text this morning.
Was she here?
What?
Was she here? No.
The tablecloths were on. This place is cleaned up.
And she doesn't do the tablecloth.
That doesn't make any sense.
I know.
There wasn't a mark last night.
It was double lock
when I got here.
I sent
a
text at
1:45. The kiva de plugza, the tanaihu, ihave yadayim ilo, there's a machlokas about that, ikala, which we're going to read in a minute, ikala meimar, the tana, the brisa, svirle, the having yadayim. It's a machlokas about that. If you say an expression, muchakani mimcha, I want to be far away from you, what is that? Some hold it's yadayim. It's a half a statement. It's an incomplete statement. Some hold.
You don't know what you want.
Some hold. It's a neder taka, and some hold. It's nothing. What do you say it for? I don't like him. So Shmuel holds the latter, and therefore it's not a nether. But if you say, I don't want to eat with him, that's a nether regarding eating. Okay. So back to the Gemara. Now, Lema, so now you want to tell me that Kasava Shmuel were on the top of Hayam Abed. Lema, Kasava Shmuel, maybe Shmuel holds Yodayim She'ein Machichos, Lohavin Yodayim? Like it's like this big big bombshell. Yodayim She'ein Machichos, Lohavin Yodayim? Yodayim that are not Machichos are not Yodayim? In, exactly, exactly. Shmuel Mokim Lo Lemas Nisan Ki Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda, which we'll see in a minute. The Amar Yodayim She'ein Machichos Lo Havin Yodayim. Exactly, they're nothing. They're nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
But there's such a change Yodayim based on this. There is no Yodayim. You have to be very clear.
Right. So, at what point does a Yad turn into a real nether? I don't know. I don't know.
No, it turns into a real nether when you're clear.
Tomorrow's daf, the Gemara is going to ask, do you have Yodayim by Kiddushin? Do you have Yodayim by Tzedakah? You have Yodayim by Peah, or two women. Harei Mekudeshes Li? And you tell the other one, you. What is you?
And you.
And you. You also. You. Just you. Not you. I have two fields. That's by Peah, and that. What's and that? That that should be Peah also? Or no, just and that's my field.
So, right now,
so we don't know what you mean. So you're like, tomorrow, tomorrow. You have Yodayim and things like that in far-fetched cases, or it's only in the Durham?
So right now, according to Shmuel, that wouldn't be a nether.
That wouldn't be an issue, exactly. So now we're going to have a case where Behuda himself, Atana, is going to say the same thing. Why? Ditnan. What's Gufo shall get? What's the essence of a get? The essence of a get is Hiret Mutar Zachal Adam. You're mutter to every person. Right? That's the essence of a get. Says the Ran, Gufo shall get, Hariyat Mutar Zachal Adam, V'lot Sarach L'michtav V'dain. And you don't have to write more, you know, what's the, wait, hold off on the round for a second. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, back to the Rabbi Yehuda Omer, you have to say the following words. V'dain dahave l'chi minai, and this document over here that I'm giving you, sefer tiruchun, it's a sefer of
separation,
v'igeres shivukin, and a letter of separation. How many times can you say it? So it says Rabbi Yehuda, what if you don't say that? What if you don't add all that language? You're not divorced. Why are you not divorced? Because saying Harei Amutaris L'chal Adam is only a Yad. And it's not Machiach. What else do you mean? What else do you mean by that? I'm not sure what you mean. But look at the Ran.
The mere fact that they were dead.
Well, look at the Ran. Look at the Ran. Ran says, what's a Gufo shall get? What would the Tanakhama say? Harei Amutaris L'chal Adam. V'lo Tzarech L'michtav V'dein. You don't have to write all the rest of that stuff. D'belo V'dein, without that, Mashma dahav debahai gita megarishla. This get is divorcing her. The ihu kudamagarisha. And you're divorcing her, by the way. The yadayim she'ein machichos have a yadayim. Now, what's the other way to look at it? How could, what do you mean yadayim? Who brought in yadayim here? Rabbi Yehuda Omer v'dein. The ilo kasa v'dein. Had you not written v'dein, have a yadayim she'ein machichos. You hear this? It would be yadayim she'ein machichos. Why? The dilma. Bidibura megarish la kiddula kaman. Maybe you're just divorcing her by talking, which is not such thing.
I was like, yeah.
Right? Umidamrina and lema kasava shmuel mashma. Vadai frilel shmuel begufehaki delav lefushe masisa lechud. Okay, fine. And it goes on to explain that Shmuel agrees with that, and therefore yadayim she'ein machichos is lo havi yadayim. So just by saying, everyone agrees you have to give a get.
Right.
No one disputes that. You cannot divorce a woman by talking to her. Everyone agrees you have to give her a get. What are they arguing about? According to the Rabbi Yehuda, if you don't write in the get, and by the way, this get is a separation and a divorce, and you write all these lashonos, it's not a get. What? Why not? Why not? Because it's only a yad. It's a little bit funny. It's only a yad, and therefore she's not divorced.
That's very strange.
No, that's the other one. You're using a get, and you're writing Harei at my terrace. Therefore, it doesn't really show that you're using the get.
As the Ran says, it looks like you're speaking, and therefore you can't divorce by speaking. That's not a yad.
Yad sound like the divorce.
I know, because I don't. We don't know what a yad is.
I know.
We're trying to define it. We don't know what it is.
But it's not.
I know.
To say that if you give a get, it's only a yad. I mean, it would be better than giving a get. It's like giving solution, and you're saying it's a yad.
Right. No, Harayim Mekadesh Yatzlit to woman number one. And woman number two is standing there, and you tell her, and you. You're also married to her? And you give the one of them two rings. We're going to learn tomorrow. You give one of them two rings, and you tell one, that related to each other, two girls, you tell one, Harayim Mekadesh Yatzlit B'tabatzu.
Right.
And you turn to the second one, and you. And you what?
That's it.
The Gemara is going to ask tomorrow. Is the second one married to you?
Right.
What does it mean, and you?
That's on Shliya for it.
What?
That already sounds
like Shliya. So we're getting into that. Same thing with two fields. You say, well, that field over there, that's Peya, and that one. And that one what? Nope. And that one's also Peya? Or in that one, I don't know. What do you mean by that? So the Gemara is going to ask that tomorrow. Right?
Or that one, I didn't finish the sentence.
What?
Or that one, I didn't finish the sentence.
You did finish it. So the Gemara is going to say tomorrow, what you meant to say was, and that's my field that I'm not making payer.
Right.
That's my field that's going to support me.
And that one means it didn't finish your sentence.
What?
That one, you didn't finish your sentence.
Right. So, now the Gemara asks the following question. Am I dochek Shmuel? So what does Shmuel hold? Yadayim she'em achichos alo havi yadayim. Who said that? Rabbi Yehuda, the Das Yachid.
Right.
So why would Shmuel pass like a Das Yachid? That's how the Ron learns this question. Am I duchek Shmuel le'ukmi le'mastis and Rabbi Yehuda? Why would he do that? Why would he pigeonhole himself to a Das Yachid, Rabbi Yehuda, that if you don't say all these other Lashonos in again, it doesn't count. Why? Lukmei le'rabanan. Say that's Rabbanan. Afal gav de'ein yadayim mechichos. Even though that I'm mechichos, it's still good get. Right? So Amar Rava, Masnis and Kishise. Because Shmuel says, I tell you the truth, the Mishnah was most difficult for me. Why? Am I Tani Shal Ani Ochalacha Shani Tom Lacha? Why did he say in the Mishnah, right, what was the Mishnah? The Mishnah said, a guy said, I'm mufrumufrish from you, I'm far away from you, I'm this from you, I'm not gonna eat from you, I'm not gonna drink from you. Why do you have to add Lacha? And he told him Lacha, Lisni, Shani Ochel, Shani Tohem. I don't want to have anything to do with you. I'm not going to eat. Why do I have to say from you? He said it. Shma mina, b'idin yidayim achichos. What do you see from here? You have to be a little more explicit.
More specific.
A little more specific. Okay? Now, the Gemara...
Good? It's true, because otherwise he's saying I'm not going
to
eat forever.
It's hard to like... Oh, I agree with that Gemara. It's hard to say that over here. Itmar... Yadayim she'ein machichos. What about yadayim that are not machiach? Abaya Omar having yadayim. Abaya says it's good. Rava Omar lo having yadayim. Rava says it's no good. Right, so normally we hold like Rava, but we're not finished. Not going to finish till tomorrow. Omar Rava, Rav Idi asked Burley. Rav Idi explained to me. Omar Kra, it says in the Torah, this week's parsha, right? Yeah. Nazir lahazir lashem. Nazir lahazir lashem. Makish yados naziros linaziros. Right? A yad of a nazir is just as good as a nazir. Ma naziros bahafla, just like a nazir, has to be expressed. That's what a flaw means, has to be expressed. You can think it, you can half say it, it's got to be said. Af yados naziros bahafla, so too, the language of a yad has to be more expressive. Therefore, yadayim she'ein machichos doesn't count.
That's more specific.
Right? Yeah, look at the bottom run, all in the second to bottom line. Pirush, damrina b'mesechtas nazir, the Amr of Tarfon. Rav Tarfon says, demi shara chavero, guys, you see a guy walking by, v'amar, and he says, hareini nazir, imze nazir. If he's a nazir, I'll be a nazir. V'lo hikir ba ba'osa shah shah yinazir. You didn't know if he's a nazir or not. You had no idea. See a guy walking up. Ooh, if he's a nazir, I'll be a nazir too. You had no idea. Afal pi shino de la'acha mikan shahu nazir. Even if you find that afterwards Yitaka was a nazir, ein naziros chala alav. You're still not a nazir. Why? Mishum de ba'idna de ka nazir. Because when you said the expression, I'll be a nazir if he's a nazir, Be'inan hafla v'leka. You have to have a hafla. What's a hafla? An expression. What kind of expression? A definitive expression. Not some oddball oof. That guy did this. Right? That doesn't count.
It's tough to say.
Though. What?
Isn't every one, every time, every expression is going to be, if he is, I am.
So that's no good. How about this? I'll be a Nazir. How about that? What do you got? If this, that. What are you doing? What are you saying all those things? Umishum hachi, amrinan, ma nazir is bahafla. Just like naziris have to be expressed. Tahayinu hachafla. Right? That would just explain what that means. The amrinan, the kamrinan we just said. Af yados naziros bahafla. So too, yados of naziros also have to be pretty definitive. Right? Vlav mehachafla. Gufa kamrinan. Okay, one second.
Because the Masechet start the language, one of them is like a hey. You look at a sota, say a hey, so you're an Nazir.
So
that's not a flaw.
So that question is asked by somebody here, and the answer is because the guy's not mamash right in front of you, right? I'll be like him. If that's like if him, I'll be like him. If you say I'll be like my third cousin who lives in Florida, what is that? I'll be like him. I'll make an end just like him. That's good.
Some lashonis are just hey, like I'll be.
So the Gemara qualifies that, and only if the Nazir is walking by when you say that. Why? That's expressive. I'll be just like that. He's right here. He's not, you know, in Yerushalayim.
So are we calling that a yad?
That's a yad.
Why wouldn't that be
a
yad?
Because all you said was like him.
If he's a Nazir, I'll be like him.
Now not if, I'll be like him. And he's a Nazir, and you know it, and he's right in front of you. So what is that? It's really a Nazir. So what is a Yad? We still haven't defined it.
Right.
So why is that not just a full expression of the Zeros? Because you said, aha.
Because it's not a full expression.
Right, you just said, aha. Right.
If somebody's closing their eyes, and has no idea what you're talking about.
Exactly. But the bat, he's a good point. You close your eyes, and know what he said. However, his intentions are unmistakable.
Correct.
That's hafla. Expressive. It's unmistakable. Okay. Why did I underline all this? Let's see if we have a minute to do it. One second. Where am I up to? Yeah. So now the Ran continues and says, so maybe you think that yados have more chumras than regular expression, that they're more machmir than a regular expression. The yad, he says. V'lav meha chafla gufa ka'amrinan dihachi kra lamali. Okay, v'chi tezek adaitan da'adifi yados naziros min naziros gufe. Does that imply that yados have more chumras than a expression itself? What? Aman vav aman aleph. El hafla achridi. Okay, fine. Then he explains how the chacham don't agree with this. The chachamim, the rabbanon, don't agree with this. Right? Then he says over here, Okay, fine. Back to the Gemara. Lema beplugze de Yehuda v'Rabbanan kamiflugi. So let's say Abai and Rava are arguing in the same achlokes as the Yehuda and the Rabbanan, right? Abai and Rava are arguing about whether yados are good. And the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda argue on the exact same thing. Where did Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham argue about that? By Gittin. Where did Abai and Rav argue about it? Stam. Right? Ditnan, Gufa shall get, Rei Abu Teres l'chal Adam, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, V'dein d'havi l'chi minad, Sefer Tiruchin, V'get Tifurin, V'igeres Shavukin. Right? Rabbi Yehuda said, Yah doesn't count. Abaya, Rav also said Yah doesn't count. So, Abaya the Amar Kirabanan. Abaya holds like the Rabbanan. V'Rava the Amar Kirab Yehuda. And Rava holds like Kirab Yehuda. So the Gemara says, no. Amalach Abaya. Anad the Amar Yafilu Kirab Yehuda. I can even agree with Kirab Yehuda. Why? Ad kan lo kam Kirab Yehuda be'inyan yodayim ochichos. I can agree with Kirab Yehuda that generally... I'm sorry. Ad kan lo kam Yehuda be'inyan yodayim ochichos. Get. The only time Yehuda made such a machmer shita was by get. Why by get? Because we know how get is. Zivin increases v'leka. You need creases. Aval ba'alma. But in every other type of case, mishmasli. Would it be so machmir? No, by guess he was out of chumra over there. You want to make sure she really divorced. V'rava amar. Anad armei afilu ki rabbanan. I can even agree with the rabbanan. The rabbanan held. Yidayim she'im achichus are good. Rabbanan said they're not good. Ad kan lo kam rabbanan d'lo ba'id on yidayim achichos. When did the rabbanan say you don't require yidayim? Ela gabe get. Only by a get. Why only by a get? Because the ain adam megarish eishes chaveiro. You can't divorce anyone else. So when you had a half a lashon of divorce, you know, what are you talking about? Who else is it? Has to be your own wife. You can't divorce someone else's wife. Avo ba'alma, but in every other case, Misha Masli, he would never say such a thing. Therefore, it doesn't have to necessarily line up. Okay? Good? Good? What?
One more thing to that.
Yeah.
I'm excusing myself. Yeah, I asked the question. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. You can ask any question you want.
No, I'm just saying. If we have this animated disagreement and when it gets animated, I say, oh, stay away from me. So right. Your friend says, Googles, you know, if you said stay away from me, it means you can't come to your house. Well, you talk to me like Russian, but when does it become just, you know, normal conversation?
It's not a bad question. I can give you the firm answer, and I can give you the. First of all, I don't know. I hear what you're saying.
Is that the firm answer?
No. The firm answer is that you have to watch everything you say, and even when you're angry, you can't say things like that because they could be nadarim. That's a firm answer. Is that a true answer? On some level, maybe it was like that in the olden days. I don't know the answer to your question. It could be the Gemara's going to get up when what if people are angry at each other and they say things. There might be Gemara's about that. I'm sure people talk about it. It's not a Gemara, then I'm sure they'll be showing them. So I don't know. I don't know. You're bothered by the fact that we're imputing halachas into people's ordinary language. Right. That's what's bothering you.
Yeah.
People say things, and we had a whole 6 blot. What he meant?
Right.
Well, I didn't mean any of that. I don't know what I meant. That's the problem. That's the question.
It's half the Gemara.
What?
It's half the Gemara.
Right.
Especially with the Dharma.
Especially with the Dharma.
Right.
That's what the Dharma is. I said this, and I have for 5 blot. No, you meant this. I didn't mean that.
I say what comes out of your mouth.
So I told you, no, you really meant it.
You're right. Be very careful with what comes out of your mouth.
Right.
You can say a lot of things in a normal day.
But also, you have to put in context that this was a society with Nadarma prevalent.
I don't know about that.
Yes.
The average guy, average Joe,
that's the entire premise of the Gemara. The whole
thing. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I just saw people that back then, a lot of them were very ignorant. A lot of the.
By the way, you saw even today.
Yeah,
if you say.
The more a neder is something that's good for you.
I'm not going to have hana with you or from you. It makes such a big difference, right? So who talks like that?
Joe knows with you from you.
So you have to say yeah.
Don't come near my tissues. You mean
right?
I don't know.
I hear you. All right, everyone have a very good Shabbos.
Shabbos.
Pick up tomorrow.
Are you happy now?